constructive and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? This is Jay and your company, accompanied by Kenny. And this is Guardian Radio AM. Apologies for the tardy start. There was a little bit of a scheduling conflict, but I appreciate the tenacity of you guys. You know, you wanted to hear us this morning. So here we are. And like everything else, I always say we're going to keep it light and breezy. We're talking some sports today. Big news, big conversations going on around multiple leagues. But right now we're going to, you know, just set the tone. You know what I like to set the tone? With a more unconventional biggest winners and losers from this week and weekend in sports.
And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there. Down, down, down. Cause all I do is win, and if you go in it, put your
hand. Yep. Biggest winners and losers for the weekend. Obviously the biggest loser, or losers, because there's a group of them. It's the Los Angeles Lakers. Absolutely trash. Garbage. The game with the Phoenix Suns looked like, I don't even know how to by the third quarter, it looked like an all-star game.
It was terrible, bro. It was just a shoot-around for them. It was just lighting us up.
Bron and Booker had, 30, 31 points.
I wouldn't even call Bron 30 points, because he was just trying to get that scoring title crown, pretty much. He just was playing the play. It didn't make no sense talking about this game. It was terrible, bro.
So the kid from Akron is going after the scoring championship because he knows that there's no playoff berth.
We could be in the play-in game. That's sort of a playoff berth, but it ain't
we're
no further
Angeles,
than that.
We're the Los Angeles
it's
Lakers.
It's no further
that
than that,
matter.
We're not going to beat the Clippers. We're not going to beat any of those teams. Pelicans would beat us right now. It doesn't matter.
What about Booker throwing shade? And you have Booker throwing shade at AD, talking about the if-ifs and the big ifs and all this other stuff. What is that?
Man, I'll throw shade too. We just knock y'all out the playoffs. We just smack y'all again. Y'all can't do nothing about it. Why not talk smack? Reggie Jackson was saying they're the real team in LA. We can't do nothing about that. They always smoking us too. So, what you could do about it?
Reggie Jackson actually fixed his lips to say that?
First of all, he gave us that work last night we played them, so he could do that. I'm just saying, he really gave us that work.
Were there no Los Angeles Rams courtside to help boost our morale?
Not inside Phoenix. No, not in Phoenix.
But we have a lot go. Another big winner, Kirk Cousins' agent.
First of all, that man been winning for seven years. He's a GOAT, bro.
He's a legend.
For you to get Kirk on guaranteed contracts every single time.
They don't hesitate.
That man don't even got a over 500 record. His record is literally 59-2. But he making all his bread. So, when you're making more than Brady and you can't even get in the playoffs, it's going to be hard, but you're getting that money.
Don't mention Brady's name right now because he is the king of discussion right now.
I want you to know he's sick about that. First of all, he in my conference, bro. I have to be sick.
He's in your conference.
Exactly. I have to be sick. We never beat Brady since he's been in the league. We 0-6 as a Cowboy fan. I want to see that, man. We got to play him again next year.
I was disappointed when I heard he was retiring. I was sad.
I was happy as hell.
I was sad. I was sad because it was like Jordan retiring.
No, it wasn't.
Yes.
No, it wasn't.
No, no, no. I don't remember, like, missing Jordan in the game. Like, I hated Jordan so much.
First of all, you ain't even had a chance to miss this man. The man came back quicker than the NFL. I mean, the MLB with the lockout. Like, even he came back in 40 days. He got tired of his family that fast. Like,
No, don't say that.
He got tired of his family that fast, bro.
What I think with Brady, I didn't even want to get into the Brady discussion. You could chime in and tell us what you think. 323-622-325-4316-325-4259. Or you can text in at 422-4796. How do you feel about the Brady unretirement? And you better claim your team right now. Because I was actually on my way to Tampa.
I ain't accepting no extra people running back after they leave. Them dudes just run so fast when someone say they quit.
So you're a Dallas Cowboys fan.
I ain't never changed. I've been there for life, and I stay in that. I just got to take these L's if you're getting them L's.
Like, I'm a New York whatever. Giants fan.
Yeah, you know how it feels.
Pain.
Yeah.
Absolute
pain. You also got Donnie, anyways. That's another topic for another day.
Hopefully something happens and shakes out. Russell Wilson went from Seattle. He's over in Denver
now.
That was the hope for me because I know he wanted to be in New York.
You know who's the biggest loser? Anybody rooting for that, rooting for a team in that whole division, because everyone in that division bought their life, bro.
Yeah.
The Raiders got Carr.
That's the AFC West, right?
Wait, when Derek Carr is your worst QB in the division, it's a problem, bro. Mm. Like, you can't slip up. You can't lose no games outside your division or you're in hell.
So do you think we see a Wilson versus Brady Super Bowl next year? Because Brady is coming for all the bobbles.
It's a good chance you can, depending on the pieces the Broncos get and who could Brady get back to come to the team, because Chris Godwin is out. Then we end up Gronk want to come play again. AB definitely ain't coming back.
Well, I think Gronk is coming back.
Yeah, but you ain't got Fournette. You ain't got AB. Godwin probably missing half the year at minimum because of the ACL tear.
Who are the big pieces in free agency right now?
I think the biggest piece they could try to go for is probably Allen Robinson or Jarvis Landry if they release him, because you know Amari Cooper got traded. I'm still mad about that because my team traded him for some peanuts.
He didn't deserve that trade.
I mean, he making too much money for what he's doing, but I wouldn't have let him go.
I think it was personal. I think it was a bit personal.
I wouldn't say that.
Think of it. Gallup got all the money, right? Because trading him gave you some salary caps. Yeah. Like $16 million.
I think. But you got to look at this too. Gallup is younger. But
more injury prone.
He is. I mean, both two of them injury prone. Honest. Amari always got hamstrings and this
last
stuff.
Last year, Gallup, what, ACL?
Yeah, he tore the ACL.
And Cooper only missed two games because of COVID.
He's been missing in games because he only his hamstring and other injuries. So, half the season he's ball, half season he don't. So if you want to make 20 minutes, you got to give me full season with the ball.
I think he's better than Gallup.
Of course, I'll never debate that.
And I think you guys are worse off. And I'm happy to see that you guys are worse off.
I mean, we might look worse off, but we're still better than y'all. Yeah, exactly. You know what's my biggest loser?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
He had the chance to move.
It was literally just Aaron Rodgers.
Denver wanted him.
I mean, I wouldn't want to go to the AFC West, bro.
No. You know what? I think Tom,
when you only got
to
deal
Tom
with
Tom was like playing with him a little bit.
But understand this: if you only got to deal with Tom Brady and the Rams versus the AFC West as a whole before you get to the Bills and everybody else, like why would I move? Yeah. No, it doesn't make sense going to Denver.
So does it mean that the NFC is a cakewalk?
The NFC was a cakewalk the last 2-3 years. That's why Brady came in and just was killing the scene. I mean, the only difference is now the Rams got a legit quarterback, so now they more likely to go back there.
Okay, I agree 100%. Brady ain't ready to be subjected to his wife.
Exactly.
That worth five times more than him.
He don't want...
Ooh, Giselle is worth five times more than him?
That's why he could take them pay cuts, and that's why I never used to go with people when they talk about Brady taking pay cuts, because he have a family of people who got more money than him.
Don't be surprised if you see a divorce in the near future. I will not go that far.
She already know what this man about.
Yeah. Football, he lives, breathes, and bleeds football.
I feel like she gonna see how sad he was in the house and say, just go back to work. Like you could play still, just go back. You was on top of the game. Just go back.
Last season,
he was dragging his leg and struggling or something.
I saw two or three elite years in him.
I wouldn't go that far.
Two? You wouldn't say two?
It depends on the pieces he gets.
Okay.
If you don't get those amount of weapons, you can't say that.
Okay. So that's fair. But I believe what ended up happening with Brady in this 40-day retirement, because that's what it is, right?
40 days and 40 nights.
He was unretired quicker than
you on that Noah's Ark right now. Get out that rain and come back.
I feel that someone in this camp leaked some information. Listen, snowballing of it by ESPN.
Don't forget,
kind of forced his hand, and he was mulling over the
decision. Don't forget, the man that is like, I don't think Tommy's done. Like, when they was trying to say he's trying to retire him early, he's like, I don't think my son's done. Right. Your own daddy ain't even trying to hear that.
I don't think he was done either.
Besides your father?
I didn't see it.
Ain't like they got beat with something. They close.
Because even when ESPN broke the news, I said that he's not going to retire. Because
He put a Brett Favre on us, bro. That's all. He just pulled a Brett Favre.
Okay. That's true.
Yeah, simply just pulled the Brett Favre on us. I was thinking it's over, and he just pulled out. Only difference is he ain't changed teams.
Now, from a contract...
Brady ain't about to take no money, dog. Brady just probably could take like one little 18 mil and carry himself and say, y'all go find who y'all got to find
for me.
Give
me some pieces.
Yeah, that's what he always does. He's like, I'm a Tim Duncan the same way. Like, I need all the money, bro. Just go get me someone. Get these drinks. I need the bling. I ain't care about all that.
Okay.
That's the best part about Brady, to be honest.
Everybody eats.
He would get his pieces. It would not be his fault that he doesn't get pieces. Now, if you don't get me somebody, that's on you because I gave you the money to go do it. That's why he had problems in New England because he never used to want to sign nobody.
So how happy are the Broncos right now?
Broncos should be elated. They actually got a quarterback. They ain't had a quarterback since Peyton Manning. And they've been looking for one since Peyton Manning. They don't waste draft picks. They don't waste a lot of stock. They don't have like three different quarterbacks.
You just said Peyton Manning.
That's the last time they had a quarterback. Name me a quarterback they really had who was about any action.
The Broncos?
Yes. Besides Peyton Manning and John Elway.
Oh, not the Broncos. Sorry, I was talking about the Buccaneers. How happy are the Buccaneers right now?
Oh, they're happy as hell because now they ain't got to go find nobody. Their quarterback was going to be Blaine Gabbert, bro.
Ooh. Who?
Yeah, that was their quarterback right now, Blaine Gabbert.
I heard they were making a move from Baker.
Baker said that Bruce wanted Baker from his rookie year, but Cleveland wasn't going to let that man go for nothing. Because he still got a low contract. So why would they trade someone on a rookie deal to you? And we need a quarterback. That makes no sense. Unless you're giving us some good stuff. And I doubt they'll go send the house for Baker.
No.
Exactly.
No, it's not
going to happen.
What insurance company does he represent? Allstate? Is he Allstate?
I don't think it's Allstate. Is it?
Is it Allstate or?
I think it's State Farm.
Ah, there you go. He's a State Farm guy. Yeah, but no, I don't think they. I don't think he's a big enough talent to kind of.
No. He shouldn't even have been the number one pick. He just was a Heisman and hype. Like that's like Johnny Manziel type stuff. Only difference is he's a little more disciplined than Johnny, but they in the same boat.
A little more.
They in the same boat.
I think he's a lot more, but he's. I talking about
like underwhelming talent versus what you was doing in college and what you could do in the league, and then you got some deficiencies which you can't really like overcome. Like he can't do it. His attitude is some trash too.
Are there any quarterback sleepers in this year's draft?
Malik Willis.
Where do you think he's gonna go?
Probably Pittsburgh if they can't get Deshaun Watson. Because everyone inside the AFC got quarterbacks now. You got to get a quarterback.
That's another
headliner. He's like free but not free.
Because you notice what they did. The media is so slick with it. He wasn't indicted.
Yeah.
Right? But they hung the 20 possible civil cases around his neck and the possible suspension.
I mean, I ain't blame them. I know why they doing it. Especially like the people who basically beat riders for around the country, because you don't want that draft value to go sky high, because you will really have to get this man like 5 picks to get Deshaun.
Yeah.
And 3-4 of them probably be first round picks, because the man already in his prime, he like 25, 26.
So they're intentionally bombing his stock to make him affordable.
You need to do it if you want him.
So who makes the move first? Who do you think makes the move
first?
The
only team I think wouldn't give like...
We ain't doing nothing.
The only team I feel like will go all in, maybe is Pittsburgh, because they really need a quarterback. Is Ben gone? And y'all got like Rudolph who get cracked from Miles Garrett a couple of years back with the helmet. That's pretty much it. And y'all have to do it from Washington. I forgot his name. Who was on Ohio State? I can't remember his name. Like Dwayne Haskins. That's their quarterback. Like you can't go nowhere in that division with Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. And then Baker, you can't compete. You got to get a QB.
Okay.
That's why Denver did the CNN. They couldn't compete. They got to get a QB.
So this one, this text says, I'm a Broncos now. Russ took too much punishment under the weak offensive
this
line.
This dude sounds like a Sierra fan.
Long.
I'm a Broncos now. It's not like a Sierra fan. Ain't no way you just can lead the Seahawks like that, dog.
No.
Y'all are too long of a culture just to lead the Seahawks because Russ gone.
I mean,
I don't feel like Russ was the culture in Seattle.
The original culture isn't there anymore.
You leave with the person who was the culture settled. That's why, like, people would have left if Kobe got traded. Mm. People went with Braun everywhere.
So you think Russ was the
people
culture
went
setter?
With Brady? No. Who first was the of all, setter? They was against Russ' like way of living. They never appreciated Russ' way and his ways around because they was like, we don't do that bougie stuff.
Is he too pure?
Marshawn Lynch was the culture.
Oh yeah, Lynch.
LOB was the culture.
Okay. What else is going on right now? We have news from MLB.
Yeah, they finally stop hating on each other, and they trying to have this full season going on.
So
April 7th.
What's the deal looking like?
I never got into the full detail. I was glad to have baseball back because I need some other games to go look at when I feel like twiddling my thumbs and making some bets. So I was like, hey, let me see what's going on. Oh, April 7th, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
Right at the end of March Madness. So that's a good little turnover. Go for March Madness. Go to baseball. You still got basketball and hockey. So that's cool.
You feed off of this.
Give me
draft.
Time to
get ready for football.
With the NFL and right. training camps and free agency. Because free agency starts today. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see a lot of notifications flinging on the phone. Someone going here. So that's how it is.
How do you think Skip Bayless feels this morning?
That man was already on Undisputed with his Brady jersey, stunting on Shannon, bro. What you mean? You know how he is. He got to be outrageous because that's the number one Brady fanboy.
Do you think he's a...
He would leave his wife for Brady. Straight up.
I wasn't even going to say
no,
that.
No, I mean, really, leave your wife for Brady, bro. Like, that dude really a menace for Tom Brady. Like, seriously.
Who do you think he's... What do you think... Who do you think... Okay. Which... Because, you know, it's a thin line between love and hate.
Uh-huh.
Does he hate LeBron more or love Brady more?
He loves Brady more than he hates LeBron.
Wow.
You know why? Because he'll give Braun his props. When it's due, he will give Braun props for different things.
With a bunch of excuses
yes,
and buts?
But he still will say Braun is the best passer in the league, and he still give him his respect in certain aspects. That man don't say nothing negative about Tom Brady ever.
Has never said anything
ever. Negative. Even when Brady played, like, Brady will have 80 yards in a game with 5 picks, and he'll find a way to say how Brady ain't cost him lose. Like, he die hard for Brady, bro. Come on.
Okay. This one says, hi, Mr. J. Sound like your guest really knows sports. He sounds like another Mr. Goofy Brown. Goffy Brown? Goffy? Mr. Brown?
I don't know what it is.
I don't know who's Mr. Brown. Who's Mr. Brown?
I don't know.
Could you call in and tell? Thank you, by the way. He does.
And I do know sports.
He lives, breathes sports. This guy, we've known each other, 20-something years?
Almost 25.
He's gone from basketball to gym rat to football now.
I mean, I was ever about football. I just played it. Now it's different.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyways.
You need to trade your team, I think.
No, I think
it's about time you give up the Cowboys.
No, I think
it's...
Why would I do such a thing?
I mean, you haven't won...
First of all, they
haven't won since you were in primary school.
This is my reason why I would never leave my team.
They haven't won since you were in primary school.
I don't care. You need to understand this, bro. We have people who are Dolphin fans who never seen a Super Bowl and ride and die hard. They season ticket holders for their life and all type of stuff. And they never seen any type of success. They daddy barely saw any team win, bro. And they Dolphin fans. And you want me to leave my team? Why should I leave my team? We got people who Browns fans who ain't even since Jim Brown was playing. But I must leave my team. Why would I do such a thing?
Shout out to all the Dolphin fans out there.
There's a lot of
one,
them.
One in particular.
There's a lot. I can't stand every time we lose, she come for me, but I'm like, bro, you're a Dolphin. Either way, you grew up to get more hate than me.
What is going down in Miami with the Dolphins? Since the Flores.
They trying to give Tua a legit chance, and they trying to just mask all that and move on pretty much.
Because they hired
so
some...
they showing, they saying, hey, we got a black GM, so get off us with the hate.
Right.
And they saying, like, we're going to try to do what we got to do, but ain't nothing really but to happen too much, as far as I'm concerned.
What do you think happened
to the QB?
This is under investigation by the NFL.
Yeah.
Do you think anything comes out of the NFL investigation?
They have to push really hard to try to do that. Mm. And then he already got a job on top of that now in Pittsburgh, too. So it's going to be hard to try to like get at them while you're still working there.
Right. You had to college.
You really got to go hard.
You have to be outside and pushing really, really hard. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much it was, okay, you have some money coming in. You can take care of your family. Shut up about this already. Let this go.
Yeah, they're going to try to do it then.
Yeah. Does he have a coach again?
I feel like he can.
You think there's a possibility?
He's not a bad coach.
No, I don't think he's a bad coach.
He's a strong-minded as hell. He's a great coach.
But do you think this puts the red tag on his resume?
No.
He had a good resume
before that. First of all, he was under Belichick. You made the Dolphins irrelevant.
He burned Belichick, though.
He didn't really burn Belichick.
When you post someone's message,
if Bill say he ain't got a problem with it, then Billy ain't got a problem with it. I believe it if Bill say that. Bill will tell you he got a problem with it. He like Greg Popovich. He'll let you know.
Yeah, I got
a problem with this.
They're cut from the same cloth. Yeah. Congratulations to Pop, by the way. He's winning his coach.
Yeah. I just glad it wasn't on us. Because you don't need more else. Like, listen, I told you
The Lakers is a side. If I could take back the bubble championship for a more competitive team right now, I would.
I just keep my ring, bro.
You know.
You know how big he is, Boston kind of starting on me, but we got one extra ring than y'all now. I'm so glad about that. I don't got to hear from none of these fans.
I just
got to watch Braun slowly retire and fall off the
cliff. I have to catch one of his games live.
I'm glad I did this year. Before we was fully trashed and I got Braun and AD and everybody hooping against Indiana.
I don't
want
to see AD. I mean, give me Braun. And I'm not a big LeBron fan, but I do.
Chances are, if you go to watch a Lakers game, you ain't going to see AD anywhere because he injured. So
there's that.
Yeah, exactly.
There's that. And then does Frank Vogel survive this season?
No, our mind is gone.
Who do we replace him with?
That's it. We were supposed to get Ty Lue. We let him go on to the Clippers, and he's been assaulting us ever since.
Yes.
We were supposed to get Jason Kidd to be the coach. He went to Dallas and he got them balling. They got Luka playing defense.
They look pretty good since the trade.
They just beat Boston on KG retirement night. That was another thing that happened.
He did get his head dunked off.
Yeah. Hey, that wasn't Luka.
That wasn't Luka?
No.
It looked like Luka.
No, that dude was like 7 foot. Luka ain't 7 foot.
It looked like Luka.
Luka would never try that. Luka see somebody like Jalen Brown coming down the room. He would never do it. But that KG retirement, bro, like, they had KG unfiltered. That was crazy.
Oh, yes.
KG was F-bombing and doing the usual KG stuff. Right? I was hopping. They let it happen on the air.
And it's Boston.
And then Ray Allen and them dapping up.
Yes.
So people got to stop talking about that beef now. You know what I'm saying? They finally, after that 75th anniversary team stuff, they let that stuff go. So that's some good stuff, man.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, you can text in right now, 422-4796, or you can call in at 323-622-325-4316, 325-4259. Congratulations to Pauline Davis. She actually had a very successful launch to her new book.
I heard it was good.
Yeah, I have to get a copy, read it over, and possibly... And if anybody that knows Pauline, you could have her reach out to me. I would love to have her on this show before we give it up, to give her an interview and give her flowers. I would love to hear what she has to say about sports, not only her discipline, but sports overall in the country. And just to get an insight, a perspective on the athlete's journey when they're building up to perform. And represent us on a high level, the euphoria of it all.
Getting to the top of the hill.
And then what happens afterwards. So we could see and know what it is that we need to do as a country and as a community to build them up, to support them, to help the future generation so we don't fall into the same cycles, the vicious cycle. So if anyone knows her, let it be known.
I know someone probably could try and do that.
Ribbit?
I'll try to hit him up.
Ribbit?
Yeah.
I'll try to hit him up.
Shout out
to Kermit as well.
I'll see.
Kermit's another person I would love to interview as well.
Yeah, he knows about that stuff full on.
I would love to pick his brain. He's been around the sport so long, documenting and doing his best to keep everybody abreast and really been the backbone of it. Mm-hmm. So I would love to pick his brain as well. So maybe we could set up those two interviews.
That'll be good.
Yeah, that would be cool. I have another one. Oh, man, the Lakers. Lakers should be thankful for that infamous bubble.
Yes.
Street clothes too fragile to give them anything else.
They call him AD, always disabled. That's my name for him. I don't go on street clothes. I did that for Barkley. I call him always disabled because he's always injured, bro. Like, I can't deal with that. He like if Greg Oden got to play enough games to give you the hype, and then he always getting injured.
We gave up the farm for him.
I mean, we got what we wanted from the farm.
And we need to give him up this summer.
I still don't think they'll do it.
They need to.
I feel like as long as Braun there, they ain't going to give him up.
No, they need to call.
Braun got to be like, hey, all right, y'all can finally do this.
They need to talk to LeBron and say, listen.
But who can they get?
You're the one that we wanted, right? Yes. He gave us one, but you have one.
But who can you get for AD right now?
There's a lot of crazy trades out there.
Yes, but AD has the marks, and it's going to be hard to really get who you might want. And then we done trade so much picks. We can't put a pick on him and say, hey, come take him on a pick for this one and that one. It's going to be hard to do.
He
just needs to stay healthy for once.
There are three destinations that have already, and I've seen it several times.
These rumors?
These crazy rumor trades. I don't
subscribe to those.
Miami?
Ain't no way he go to Miami. He do better for Pat Riley. Pat Riley would never do it. Pat Riley refuses to. First of all, you can't go to Miami and be lazy. You have to be at a certain 5%.
You have the grit.
You can't play for Miami unless you under a certain 5%. They don't care who you are. That's why Shaq hated being there after a while because he couldn't keep up with that. Because, you know, Shaq liked to get laid back.
Yeah.
That's why he got traded. You can't go there and slunk in Miami. So Miami would never happen. And then they have Bam, so it doesn't make sense getting 80 when you have Bam.
True.
So that's garbage.
This is why these are just rumors, by the way. It's that's garbage, right? The other one destination was his hometown of Chicago.
Yeah, but Chicago done got their squad now. And they look better than we look right now. They don't need 80. They got Vucevic. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't get it to work that way.
So is 80...
80 will have to go to a place he don't want no parts of. Like Indiana or Sacramento or something where he can just go off and fade away. He left New Orleans for that reason. He didn't want to be in no small market. So it's not going to happen, bro. Like, you can't.
But you're not
you
the
can't
man.
Just you off de- AD.
You don't deserve to be there. How he's playing. I mean, he doesn't take care of his body.
He doesn't deserve to be there. He just can't stay healthy.
He doesn't take care of his body.
Yes. I mean, it's part of he doesn't take care of his body and he's clumsy. He's mostly clumsy. I guess the injuries he gets is just all regular. Like, you be in the pivot, take a job, roll on somebody's ankle or something. Like, he just clumsy. Mm. He got footwork. He got skills. It's like, it's weird when you got skills, but you clumsy. That's AD. But him, Luka, Harden, like, clumsy people with skills.
You put Luka in
that Luka clumsy? Is clumsy, bro. Okay. That's why he could beat you, because you're like, what this dude doing? Like, he unorthodox. That's what I mean. Like, you don't know where this man about to go. But
well, clumsy and unorthodox are two different things.
Because the only difference is, AD could get where he got to get. But then when he come down on the ground from taking that jumper, that injury going to come.
Ankle.
Yeah. Ankle and they be trying to blame the Kobe's. I'm like, I ain't got nothing to do with them Kobe's, bro. That man just brittle. A lot of people rock Kobe's. They ain't going to get snap up all the time. Ain't got nothing to do with no low tops. But I got a better question for you. Who you got coming out the East? Who you got coming out the West?
Out of the East? Well, out of the West, it comes down
to... You got but 5 minutes to figure this out in your head. Who you got?
I got somebody. I think...
Give me a top three contenders.
Okay. For the West, it's only two.
I wouldn't do that.
For the West, I am only looking at Phoenix, and I'm looking at Golden State. I think Golden State, come playoff time, they're going to surprise some people.
I can't disrespect the West like that. Because the West is the most open up part on either side. Like,
I think
Denver getting their pieces back. Jokic been holding it down, and them boys coming back.
I think Denver is a piece.
Utah still could do something.
Utah ain't nobody.
I mean, I just saying, like,
Utah is a Giannis sweep.
When you look at the teams that's dominating, they have the pieces that could lock down those teams.
I want to see Milwaukee and Phoenix again.
I don't think we're gonna see that though.
I personally want to see that again. So out of the East, I see Milwaukee.
Uh-huh.
And I think my dark horses to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, whether people agree
don't say Chicago, please.
Brooklyn or Chicago?
First of all, Brooklyn being a dark horse is garbage to me.
I think why call them a dark horse is because they have the pieces, but they're all part time. And then
I still
don't
call them a dark horse because if they got to go to Canada, Kyrie can't play. He can't play home always. Like, that's why I can't put Brooklyn there. As much as I want to, I can't put
them
there.
That's why I call them a dark horse.
I'll put Philly there.
I would put Philly there.
I'll put Milwaukee there.
I think Philly goes to the Eastern Conference Finals and lose 4-2.
So, if they go into the Eastern Conference Finals, that means they top three. I'm trying to figure out your body.
Well, I didn't do three.
Give me your top three.
Okay.
And that means they're in the top two. So, you still can't. Like, come on.
Okay. So, yeah, Philly's there, but they're not coming out. They're not.
I said they're coming out. I just said give me your top three contenders.
Okay, so top three definitely.
You could say Milwaukee coming out. I'm not going to argue that.
It's Milwaukee. It's the Sixers. And definitely Brooklyn's there.
Okay. That's not bad.
For the West, it is definitely the Phoenix Suns.
Okay.
It is, for me, I wouldn't put a definite, but I know they're going to be there.
Mm.
The Golden State Warriors.
See, the problem
and
I got,
then,
I can tell you the problem I got, the Warriors.
It would be a toss-up for me between, this is a three-way tie for me. This is how I look at them. Utah, Denver, and Memphis. Because I look at them as the same team.
You say
like
Memphis?
They're exciting. I want to see them succeed. But they're not.
Who you look at the same thing? Memphis?
I look at Memphis, Utah, and
Utah
Denver.
Utah is not exciting.
As the same. No, one
is that exciting.
So Memphis is exciting, but they're the same for me. They could be there, but we know that they're not enough.
My issue with Memphis is, when it gets to a half-court game, can you perform? Because the playoffs ain't run and gun.
Yeah.
That happens to every team. The Suns, back in the day, when they used to be run and gun, they give them a half-court, Spurs will kill them every time. Or the Mavericks will take them down. When you get from that fast pace to half-court, the higher you go up in them rankings and the more you go in advance, the slower it gets.
Yeah.
That's why I don't feel like Memphis going to do nothing. Now they get another nice piece who compliment Ja and Triple J, then cool. But right now, no, they're just developing. They like on that range of where OKC was when they was coming up. You got the superstar, Ja, KD. Mm-hmm. Then you got the secondary players who look nice, who look they could get somewhere, like Triple J and Dylan Brooks and stuff like that, which is hard, and then like Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get somebody who going to be able to control all that and let y'all know how to be disciplined. Because right now, they're just having fun.
So who's your top three,
you can't,
officially?
I got to let you understand this. This is the main thing. You cannot win championships in the NBA and have fun at the same time.
That's true.
The only team who was close to doing that was the Showtime Lakers.
Yes.
You can't have fun and win championships at the same time. The Warriors was close too, but then they got disgruntled. Especially when they got KD. It was beef and this and that.
Yeah. So give me your top three before we leave. I hear the music. We're going to take
Milwaukee, Phoenix, and I still say Philly. I wouldn't put Brooklyn there. Kyrie got too much restrictions.
So you're combining.
And Ben Simmons is where you put me.
So you're combining conference.
Yes, that's top three. You said you never said, I just give you my top three.
I gave you top three from both conferences.
Yeah, top three.
What a loser. Top three. Anyway, it's been our pleasure to share the morning with you. We have the news up next, followed by the revolution. Guardian Radio AM. Jay, good morning.